What is Peace by Eitan Boritzer? What is peace? Is peace something outside of us, or is peace something inside of us? Is peace something you can learn, or is peace something we are born with? Is peace something we can do, or is peace just a feeling? Or is peace both a feeling and something we can do? Maybe peace is a real nice awake kind of feeling, not like being excited and jumping around all over the place, but not like being sleepy either. Maybe peace is a nice kind of feeling, like just lying on your back and watching the clouds go by. What is peace? Did you ever go to some place real quiet, like a deep green forest, or a hot, dry desert, or up on a really high mountain? If you ever go to one of those places, and you stop talking and playing around, if you can stand or sit really still for just a few minutes, maybe you can feel peace there. But do you have to go to a quiet place, far from the city with all the cars and the people and noise and crazy stuff going on to feel peace? Maybe we are born with peace already deep inside us. And maybe we can feel the peace that is already deep inside us anywhere. But is peace only a quiet thing? Maybe peace is about more than only being quiet. Maybe once you were walking along and you accidentally stepped on a quiet bug because you didn't see or hear it. Does peace mean being quiet like that bug? Maybe one night your mom wants you to turn off the TV early so that you'll be fresh for school in the morning. But maybe you want to watch another show. Can you feel peace if you argue with your mom or your dad, or your brother or sister or friend? Can you feel peace if you're quiet as a bug, but you don't get what you want? Maybe we can't always know what peace is if we always have to argue and try to get everything we want. But what if you want something that is really simple or important to you and that doesn't hurt anybody else, but you aren't allowed to have it? Should you argue then? Like, what if there is a king of a country and he orders people to do only the things that he wants them to do, and he doesn't let them do any of the things that they want to do? How can anybody feel peace if someone is bossing them around or being really unfair and hurtful? Can you sometimes argue and still feel your peace inside? What if the people get angry at the king, and they don't want to do what the king orders them to do anymore? Can the people of that country do something peaceful to change the way the king thinks so that the king will listen to them and change the things he does? Maybe in your class you read about some women and men and even kids who had to live with the king who made them do things they didn't think were fair, and how they wanted to be free to do the things they thought were fair. To be free means that we can think and say and do the things we like, as long as we're fair and don't hurt other people or ourselves. Maybe you read how those brave women and men, and even kids, tried to change things in that country. To be brave means that you are not afraid to say and do what you think and feel, as long as you don't hurt other people. Maybe you read about how the king tried to stop those brave people, and maybe he even hurt those people when they tried to change things. Now, when people hurt each other, that's called violence, and that's not a good thing. Violence means that people stop talking or listening to each other or trying to understand each other, and instead, they start to get angry, and then they start to fight and hurt each other with nasty words, with their hands, or even with guns. And when grown-ups get angry and violent, they sometimes start wars, and then they really hurt each other. But is there a peaceful way to stop violence? Yes, there is a peaceful way to stop violence, and that's called nonviolence. Nonviolence means that you talk to somebody that hurt you or that got you angry, and you explain to that person why you're feeling hurt or angry, and that person explains why she or he is feeling hurt or angry, all without using nasty words or fighting. Sometimes you can practice nonviolence just by compromising. And that means that you give up a little bit of what you want, and the other person gives up a little bit of what she or he wants. Compromising is another way to practice peace. And sometimes, after compromising, people even become better friends than they were before they started to fight. So maybe we can start to feel peace when each of us gives up a little bit of what we want, when we compromise. But what happens if somebody does something to you, maybe not on purpose, but it really hurts you or gets you angry? What if one day at school, your friend stomps real hard on your foot by accident or kind of like it's a joke? Ouch! That can make you feel really angry, so that you really want to stomp back hard on your friend's foot. How can you compromise or practice nonviolence on that one? Maybe instead of getting angry at your friend and losing your peace, you can take a really deep breath, and you can look real deep into your friend's eyeballs, and you can try to understand why he hurt you. Hey, nobody says it's easy to be nonviolent. Nobody says it's easy not to get angry when someone does something hurtful to you, even if it's not on purpose. Nobody says it's easy to keep your peace. But maybe you can tell your friend that your foot hurts, and so do your feelings. And maybe you can ask your friend why he did that hurtful thing to you. Sometimes, a person hurts somebody or hurts himself or herself if somebody is hurting them. Maybe after you talk with your friend, you find out that somebody is hurting him, and that's why he wants to hurt other people. Maybe you find out that your friend really needs some help. Now, if you can help other people to find their peace, that will make you a peacemaker. Saying peaceful things to other people, doing peaceful things for other people, even thinking peaceful thoughts about other people will make you a peacemaker. And being a peacemaker will even make you feel more peace inside too. Remembering peace is hard to do, even if we are born with peace inside us, because there's always stuff, both inside and outside of us, that makes it easy to forget our peace. But that just means that maybe we all have to try a little harder to remember to talk to each other and to understand each other instead of fighting each other until one day we can all become peacemakers. We said that we can lose our peace when we don't get what we want. But how can we ever stop wanting what we want? Sometimes we get confused about the difference between stuff that we want and stuff that we need. For instance, we need food and clothes and a safe house to live in, right? We need medicine if we're sick, right? Maybe we need a car to get to school and for your mom and dad to get to work. Maybe we even need a few games and some fun stuff to do sometimes, right? But suppose one day you also want some cool new sneakers. So maybe you do some work and you earn enough money to buy those cool new sneakers you want. But then later, maybe you see that your friend has got some even cooler sneakers that you have. All of a sudden, you decide that you really want your friend's sneakers too. Look out then! You know you don't really need your friend's sneakers, and anyway, why do you even want that person's smelly sneakers? Can you see how crazy things can get? If you want stuff so bad for no good reason and you can't get what you want, can you see how you can lose your peace? But lots of people will do anything, like running around busy all day and night, like not looking where they're going and bumping into stuff, like getting headaches and getting angry, and maybe even getting violent, just to get what they think they really want. So maybe part of knowing what peace is knowing the difference between what we want and what we need, or even just being happy with what we have. Maybe we lose our peace when we become afraid. Maybe you become afraid because you see a scary movie, or maybe you think there are some kind of little blue bug things in your bed near your feet. Maybe you become afraid because your friends dare you to do stuff you don't want to do. Or maybe somebody is touching you where he shouldn't touch you or hurting you. Maybe you become afraid because your dad and mom are fighting, or you think you may lose your home. Maybe you become afraid because somebody doesn't understand your religion or the language your parents speak, or because somebody thinks about your skin color instead of the wonderful person you really are. Becoming afraid can make you lose your peace. So how can we not become afraid and not lose that nice inside feeling of peace that we're born with and that is always inside of us? Sometimes people pray when they become afraid and feel they are losing their peace. To pray means that you remember that peace is always inside of you. And when you remember that peace is always inside of you, maybe you can also remember all the people who love you and who care about you and who protect you, and that will help you find your peace too. Once you find your peace again, you can become real strong and you won't be afraid anymore. Sometimes, when people become afraid and start to lose their peace, they remember a special person or persons who practiced peace all the time. These special persons were nonviolent, and they remembered to understand and forgive the people who hurt them. Sometimes, you can remember your peace just by being able to understand and forgive. Sometimes, you can remember your peace if you just stop and breathe quietly and listen very carefully to the peace that is always inside of you. There are many ways to remember your peace, and maybe somebody you know and trust can tell you more about the different ways that they remember to keep their peace. What is peace? Peace is a quiet thing like watching clouds go by. But it is not like being a quiet bug that gets stepped on. Peace is being really awake, like listening real closely in a deep green forest and hearing the plants breathing and the trees growing and the little animals moving their eyes around. Peace is compromise and nonviolence. Peace is not hurting anything or anybody, not even the little animals in that beautiful forest or anything on our beautiful planet. And not hurting others is a way not to hurt ourselves. And finally, peace is knowing that we are all connected together through the sunlight and the starlight, through the wind and the rain and the clouds to something much, much bigger than we can ever even imagine.